Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew in the 21st chapter, beginning at verse 33, as we hear Jesus telling another parable, this time about some tenants who are unfaithful. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever wondered why we bother with this religion? You get pulled and tugged in so many different directions, and sometimes you might just feel like throwing in the towel, phoning it in, calling it a day. Why bother? Or maybe you see the messed up state of the world, and you wonder why Jesus bothered coming to redeem us if we were just going to mess up over and over and over again. Why bother coming to earth, spending time as a child, a teen, a young adult, an adult in ministry? Why bother teaching in stories that get called cryptic parables? Why bother healing people who will eventually die someday anyway? Why bother, Jesus? We find Jesus telling a parable to the priests and the Pharisees, those who are the religious leaders in the temple, in this section of Matthew's gospel that we read today. And today's parable is about those who tend someone else's vineyard. The land and the vines are not their own, but they have been asked to care for them. It seems like these tenant farmers begin to ask themselves, why bother? Why bother listening to the landowner when we have already determined what is best for this vineyard? Why bother obeying? Why bother turning over the produce at harvest time? The story Jesus tells is about a group of tenants that become so obsessed with taking over the land and a harvest that is not their own that they become willing to kill even the one who is to inherit the land, and could continue to give them their job because they want future ownership of something that does not belong to them. Jesus tells this story to a group of priests and religious leaders in a temple about a subset of people who have taken over something that doesn't belong to them. And this group of people who are willing to do pretty much anything, including kill, in order to keep their claim to status and ownership safe. The temple leaders probably wonder, why bother listening to this lunatic named Jesus? Jesus, at the end of the parable, asks a question. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do with these tenants? Jesus doesn't answer the question himself, but Matthew records the answers given by the leaders of the temple. They say the owner should put the unfaithful tenants to death and entrust the land to new tenants who will work in cooperation with the landowner when harvest time comes. Jesus uses these leaders' answer to open their eyes that they are not in cooperation with God and God's kingdom. And they have even gone so far as to suggest their own uprooting. Perhaps this is God's way of saying, why bother letting these unfaithful leaders continue to lead when there are others who will be faithful to me and the work that I give? Jesus agrees with the second part of the answer that the temple leaders give, that the land should go to tenants who will be faithful to the intentions of the owner. God does not put the priests or Pharisees to death because of their poor stewardship of the kingdom, but God does establish a standard by which the kingdom is to be led. That standard is that tenant farmers of the vineyard should be faithful to the land owner. The priests and the Pharisees become very angry with Jesus for making such a vivid connection between their lives and this parable. Jesus warns the religious leaders that the kingdom of God will be taken away from them and given to those who will help it to be fruitful. Why bother having a vineyard if it produces no fruit? As a pastor, this parable seems aimed in my direction and towards clergy who are leaders in churches. It speaks to me, calling me to faithful leadership in the kingdom of God rather than faithful leadership to my own benefit or to the specific benefit of any given church. So I hope that you will hold me accountable as your pastor to leading us as the body of Christ toward the kingdom of God. Perhaps it goes like this. I'm on lease from God to care for God's creation, including God's people here in Hollywood. Why bother being a pastor if it isn't to lead towards God's intentions for us? It's easy to cast blame and even shame upon those who fall short of God's calling for each of us. The story that Jesus tells has characters that are easy targets. They're the quintessential bad guys, these temple leaders. And when I got to thinking about our vineyard gardening story, I began to think about the tools that we are also given in Scripture as those who tend to the kingdom of God. We heard some of those in the Ten Commandments given by God to the people of Israel as guardrails. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. stay in the lines. But there's other instructions given too. In a different section of Matthew chapter 5, we hear Jesus' teaching called the Beatitudes. In the Beatitudes, we hear, do this, be like this, aim for this. Instead of don't, we hear do, seek, be. The Beatitudes affirm qualities such as humility and peacemaking, seeking after God, showing mercy, purity of heart, and steadfastness. Leaders in the church, both clergy and lay people, should be different sorts of leaders than the leaders we see throughout the world. Why bother being a Christian if you don't want to follow Christ? We should be setting forth a different sort of leadership, the kind that cares for the meek, that advocates for peace, that seeks righteousness with reckless abandon. We should not be satisfied with a justice that is justice only for a few. We cannot be the sort of people that are okay with leaders that intentionally cause harm, who are unjust, who think only of themselves. Why bother being claimed by the world when there is something more waiting for you and for others that holds the promise of salvation and eternal life in the love of the kingdom of God? Jesus understands that there are easier paths to follow that can lead to more appealing results, at least for a few people. And if you followed some of those paths, you might wonder these things. Why bother with the risk of resisting injustice when you can be complacent? Why bother with seeking the dignity and inherent goodness in others when you can prioritize yourself? Why bother speaking prophetic words when you can be silent? Why bother? Choose the more difficult way, brothers and sisters, because Jesus calls us to more, to be faithful in the participation and leadership in the kingdom of God. Look for ways to be people who do bother, those who care, who love, who go out of their way for the sake of the kingdom of God. Look for ways to live with the garden tools of the Beatitudes and the Ten Commandments. Be the people who have a reputation for being followers of Christ, not only in words, but also in the way that you live. Call attention to Jesus throughout the week, not just for an hour on Sunday mornings. Bear fruit for harvest time. Take time to have the difficult conversations. Struggle to understand someone who comes to a conversation from a different point of view than you do. As Jesus reminds his disciples in the book of Matthew, you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. God needs you as tenant farmers for the kingdom. That's why we bother. We bother because we know the salvation of God and the love of God, and those propel us to live into the call of God and the love that God has for us, so that we might be those people who love God, who love our neighbors, and who serve the world as God's representatives. Amen.